USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first U.S. death linked to Hurricane Dorian is being reported in North Carolina, where an 85-year-old man fell from a ladder while prepping his home for the approaching storm. And it will be the Carolinas that next feel the impacts from Dorian. In fact, there could be a really close call for North Carolina. That is, the death toll from Hurricane Dorian in the Bahamas has continued to rise. The Prime Minister, Hubert Minnis, with the update.
There have been 20 confirmed deaths on Abaco. We expect that this number will increase.
President Trump says the Dow Jones Industrial Average would be 10,000 points higher had he not begun a trade war with China, but he says it had to be done. He argued that past presidents should have taken care of long-standing trade problems with Beijing. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
YouTube and its parent company, Google, have been fined over releasing children's private data.
Google will pay a $170 million fine to the FTC and New York State for YouTube's use of data on children's viewing habits without parental approval. CNET's John Salzman.
Children are a gigantic audience on YouTube. Kids' content is a huge money driver for YouTube, but the limit on how much data you can collect is very low. And so the FTC is settling with YouTube for this record penalty to basically get rid of this investigation into whether or not YouTube broke those laws.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
San Francisco declaring the National Rifle Association a domestic terrorist organization. The vote by the city calling out the NRA for, it says, its incitement of acts of violence and for spreading propaganda. An NRA rep calls it a big stunt. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Michigan is the first state in the country to ban the sale of flavored e-cigarettes. Governor Gretchen Whitmer issuing an emergency order this week banning the sale of all flavors that have fruit or sweet flavor, and that includes mint and menthol cartridges, too. The state's attorney general praising the move, calling it, quote, exactly the bold measure we must take to protect Michigan's children from the dangerous effects of vaping. The state of Texas has executed a convicted killer. Billy Kreutzinger had been on death row since 2003. He was put to death by lethal injection last night for the murders of two elderly women. Defense lawyers unsuccessfully argued last month the execution should be delayed because a district court abused its discretion. The 64-year-old Kreutzinger had appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court in hopes of getting a stay. And some major U.S. tech firms are talking with intelligence agencies about security ahead of the 2020 election. Facebook, Microsoft, Google, Twitter, and others meeting yesterday at Facebook headquarters with officials from the FBI. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence and the Department of Homeland Security also there. Facebook's head of cybersecurity policy says most of the meeting was about how to improve sharing information. You can find our information online or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.